Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning into Expressing You with Cornelia, a weekly show about feeling your way into wholeness. For men and women, processing our emotions is our way to freedom, and taking ownership for how you feel is the first step. We invite you to sit back and listen, take notes, or if you would like to ask a question, please call 1-877-296-0345. Cornelia also does sessions by phone or Skype. For more information, go to www.corneliadengel.com.
Hello, and welcome to Expressing You. I'm your host, Cornelia Dengel. Thank you for tuning in to this wonderful show about feeling your way into wholeness for men and women. Processing our emotions and feeling our feelings is our way to freedom. Feeling our feelings is healing them, and taking ownership for how you feel is taking the first step. If you give yourself permission to feel your feelings and giving your feelings a voice, the need to judge anything vanishes. All feelings want to be acknowledged, and doing the investigative process will help you do that. So keep investigating how you feel and keep checking in with how you feel and seeing what feelings you're letting go of and what you're releasing. I'm really excited about the show today. My guest today is Janet Hickox. Janet is a very gifted astrologer. She also has a show here on the Authentic You Network called Living Astrology, and her show airs on Thursdays at 4 o'clock. Janet's also a very dear friend of mine. Welcome to the show, Janet.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you so much for having me.
Yay. So we're doing something fun, right? Because you and I, first of all, we're going to talk about a little bit about the eclipses that are taking place. So you can just touch on that for a few minutes. And then we have some callers where we're going to you're going to pull up a couple of volunteers that we have that contacted us ahead of time, and you're going to pull up their charts, and then we're going to, you know, go into some of their shadow work, and I'm going to assist them with clearing it.
Absolutely. So, it's going to be
and
great.
And we're going to do this. We're going to offer this process every month on the third week of every month. So if people want to contact us, probably just be best for them to contact you because you're going to need their astrology information. So do you want to put your email out of where they can contact you at?
Yeah, so if you would like to volunteer to come on and have us discuss your chart in terms of your shadow and some of the fears that you may have and then go through the process with Cornelia of processing them and working with the emotions and the fear, you can let us know that at janet@living-astrology.com. And then we'll request your birth information so that we can get working with you on clearing your energy field.
Yes, and we're going to do that the third week of every month. So even if this time isn't here yet and you would like to be a volunteer, then you can already send us that information now and we'll put you in the queue. We've already got a few people lined up for next month, but we're just gonna keep doing this. And eventually we'll also start doing a teleclass as well and assist people with that. So I'm really excited about that. So Janet, this last past eclipse that took place, I think it was yesterday, and also the full moon, it was the crazy.
It was definitely something, I'll tell you that. Interestingly enough, you know, there wasn't just the moon and the sun to contend with. There were other planets involved with, you know, the sun, Mars, and Venus all at one end, and then at the other end was the full moon and Saturn. And so all in all, people are in a huge process of releasing. And even before the eclipse, and I know you and I have already talked about this, but, you know, a week ahead of time even, I was getting calls from people who were just dealing with some of the most, I don't know how to describe it, most interesting stuff, I guess would be the best way to describe it, letting go, weird things happening in relationships and health issues cropping up and, It's been pretty crazy, actually.
Yeah,
and then
of course we have
more fun coming. Sorry,
yes,
just to throw
and then we had that huge full moon that also happened, and then there's two other eclipses that are coming, right? That are
yes.
up ahead.
Now the next one is a new moon solar eclipse, and that occurs on May 9th. And that one is also across the Taurus and Scorpio axis. So it is actually evoking a bit of an opening for us where we can set some powerful intentions to connect with our world in a different way and to be open to choosing a different path, maybe one that's more along the lines of what we've been really wanting to manifest for ourselves rather than just settling for the stuff that keeps coming up for us. And then May 25th, there will be another full moon lunar eclipse. So we have another opportunity across a different sign that time, Gemini and Sagittarius, to let go of something else. And that one will be more about honest communication, you know, what being truthful with ourselves and getting to the truth of who we are. So some interesting energies even for the whole month of May coming up for us.
Yeah, and you know, right now, this is such an intense time. I mean, I've been processing for 3 years, and I coach a lot of people and assist a lot of people, and I even myself have had some just amazing challenges of just really releasing some deep, deep wounds, you know, because right now we're being really presented with an extraordinary opportunity to claim, you know, our power in many areas of our life right now, in many areas. And we're releasing a consciousness of being victims in our relationships. And you know, we're releasing the energy of being in survival mode. It's just not a world that we no longer are at the core of our beings. And at the core of our beings, we are love. We are meant to thrive. And we're meant to experience abundance and prosperity in all areas of our lives. We have to say yes to this. We
yep.
have to say yes to this. And we have to stop reacting to what's going on and projecting it back out into the world and actually take it in and go, you know, what is this about for me? You know, where am I feeling powerless in this situation? So if you find yourself in situations where everything is falling apart or it feels like it is, the first thing to do always is, you know, practice acceptance. Accept where you are right now, right? Really accept the situation of what it is, because there's either two things that are happening. We are either accepting it, loving it, or we're disapproving of it. So being able to embrace that, that's really the first thing in this opportunity for huge growth. It's a huge time of empowerment because we can't play it safe anymore. The world is beckoning us for change. You know, we're being nudged in every way to step into our creatorship as the creators that we are and claim our abundance and possible creativity in everything. So the question to ask yourself every day is, what area in my life am I feeling powerless in today? Where can I claim my power? You know, because even when we're feeling sorry for ourselves, even that alone, it's you being the victim, you know? Because there's
yeah.
even times when, you know, it's fine to have a pity party and it's fine to feel sorry in that moment and vent and get it all out. But then claim your power and move on, right? So,
yes.
you know, taking little steps, you know, like where am I not owning my power? Where is my opportunity to shine? What action step do I need to take to be courageous and take this next leap? What do I need to do? Who do I need to be? These are kind of like the questions that you need to ask yourself because nobody's going to do it for you. That's the thing, is we have to do it ourselves. We're always waiting for somebody to come and save us.
yeah.
And really, it's that we have to do it for ourselves. We have to be willing to claim ourselves, you know, because really the only difference between where you are and where you want to be is your words and your actions. Really, that's it.
So
sounds so easy, right? You just have to do it. You have to say yes to yourself. Just say yes. That's all there is to it. Just say yes. Yes, I'm willing to be all that I can be. And yes, I'm willing to process and let go of and move forward and shine my light. That's it. Say yes.
Yes, I'm willing to take ownership. It's the first thing, you know. And when we're feeling crappy, it's okay. It's just a part of you that wants to be felt and acknowledged. And so we've got a couple volunteers today, Janet, that are on the show. And our first volunteer is Alex, right? So let's bring Alex on and see what we can do to assist Alex to move more into his power today.
Hi,
Alex.
Are
you
here?
No, I think you unmuted Tom instead.
Oh, well, hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi, Janet. Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I hear you had a question for us or something, something from last week that you wanted to clarify.
A few weeks ago, I enjoyed all that you sent me to read, and I had, I guess you would need my chart to be pulled up, but I wanted to know where Gemini in my second house was coming around, how far it was coming around.
Oh, okay. So you get you know what? I would be happy to answer that for you, Tom. And so after we get off the show here today, I will pull your chart back up and email you some information on that. Will that work?
I'll be here.
Okay,
that'll
great.
Work. Okay,
all right, no problem.
Find Alex. Okay.
All right. Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Let's see. Is Alex on the call today?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yay. Hi, Alex.
Okay.
Welcome.
Hello.
Finally,
made
we
it.
Get to connect.
Yeah.
Oh. So, are you ready to work through some stuff today?
Sure. Always.
So Alex, let me ask you a question before we get started. So some of the things that I was saying about claiming your power and all that, is that all up for you? Is that all resonating with you, with what's going on in your life?
Yeah, I think more so this year, especially after what everybody's calling the shift, getting out of my victimhood and also claiming my power and what I want out of myself and the world. And is coming into my mind more and more, and hopefully into fruition.
Mhm. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Alex, I'm going to talk a little bit about your shadow self and a couple little tidbits for you before I turn you over to Cornelia for the processing part of that. Is that all right?
Yep. That's perfect.
So one of the things that you and I had chatted about, oh, I don't know, maybe it was last week or who knows, the week before, was about some health challenges that you were experiencing and the fear that that, you know, evokes for you. And there were various fears and things going on in your life. And so if you're looking at your chart that I sent you, the eclipse happens to have happened right across your sixth house of health. Which I find fascinating because at the other end of that is your Jupiter and Lilith combination. And remember, Lilith is the shadow, right? And your primary shadow is the fear of scarcity or the shadow of security. So, you know, everything about being secure and safe and the level of comfort that you have and that kind of thing is very important in your makeup. And that puts you in a position of choosing possibly survival as opposed to choosing thriving.
Yeah.
I guess I could call it thrival. And so part of your health challenges, I'm guessing, because Saturn is what's moving through your health house right now, so part of your health challenges, I'm sure, are related to this insecurity that's gone on with your life. And the way through this, of course, is to work with this belief or this shadow, whatever it is that you have been feeling in terms of not having enough or not being enough or not seeing that the world supports you or is in support of you. That's
that
going to be one of the clues for you. Yeah. And, you know, in astrology, there's a what do they call this, configuration called a yod, and it's a very energetic piece of the chart. And you have a yod that's pointed at your shadow and at Jupiter, almost as if you said to yourself on coming into the planet, this is the thing that I'm willing to let go of. because Jupiter in the 12th house like that to me says there's a spiritual master in you that's just waiting to come out.
Okay.
It's just waiting for you to see the beauty of who you are. Okay? So the shadow is about scarcity. Your health issues, I'm almost guaranteeing, are a reflection of not feeling secure in the world or in your own life. And, you know, childhood plays into that. All kinds of relationship issues can play into that. So the really good news for you, Jupiter's crossing your ascendant, and Jupiter is growth and expansion. So you are opening up. You personally are opening up to new ways of being with yourself, of identifying who you are and identifying your worth. And so now I pass you to Cornelia because she's the one that's going to help you to process this and actually love your way into thrival. Go, Cornelia.
Okay.
So, Alex, what is the health challenge? What's going on with the health?
I have an immune system like a tank, or so I thought, and I have gotten about sick already twice this year. I'm still dealing with something weird, and I don't know if it's my allergies or whatever, but I think when Janet is speaking about security in the world, besides you know, scarcity and, you know, having those fears about not having enough or not being safe in my world, I think a lot of it comes to that, you know, being more awakened to what's going on in the world, I can't help but, like, all that worry that I have about, like, what, you know, Monsanto is doing to our food and all this stuff. And I feel like, you know, I have a world where I can be healthy and great, but then there's all these forces going against it.
So it feels like things are out of control.
Yeah.
It feels
definitely.
Things are out of control. Like there's no use in really trying, that everything's kind of out of control. And what's happening is that you are storing your emotional feelings in your immune system instead of feeling them, releasing them, and moving on. The feeling of I'm not enough is not the truth, but you're storing it in your system. You're storing it in your body. So because one of the things I was writing down when Janet was talking was I was going to ask you, do you feel worthy?
Okay. Not all the time, not 100% of the time.
So that's going to be the piece, because you were born worthy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a feeling of not feeling worthy, then the only thing that you have to do is go, oh, I'm not feeling good enough here again. Isn't that interesting? And then sit with that feeling, feel that feeling, and bring some love to it and release it and let it go. You know, you being a man, you've been taught to suppress your feelings. You've been taught not to share them, not to feel them, because you have to be strong, you have to suck it up, you have to get on with it, and you have to, you know, you have to control things. But the truth is that you are worthy, and you need to claim your worth. You need to, you know, really feel that feeling of that unworthiness and allow that to pass through and release that and let that go. Just by feeling it, releasing it, and then bringing your consciousness to it by saying, I am worthy. I am going to claim my worth. I am claiming my worth. You know, the part of the insecurity piece. The insecurity piece is you're always looking for security from the outside, yeah? That you want validation that you're going to be secure, right?
Yeah, yep.
And that security is you're not going to find it out there, because it's not sustainable. The real security you're going to find within yourself when you start really working with your own inner self, doing your own inner work, feeling secure within yourself, giving yourself permission to feel feelings, release them, and let them go, and allow yourself to move into that instead of being in worry and instead of being in fear. How do you process your fear?
Lately I've been trying to work on it by definitely trying to release it, or definitely, I mean, I had CD on my show last night. I've been trying to do more angel work. I haven't been meditating as much, but I definitely in the past, and maybe and maybe it still shows itself now. I mean, it's definitely a food issue. You know, I definitely will suppress my feelings through putting something in my mouth.
So because you're trying to stuff it down instead of sitting there with the pain, because it's going to be uncomfortable. But guess what? Yeah. It's going to pass. But here's the thing: fear is just an energy, and fear, you know, process your fear. Bring it right to you. Bring it in front and go, what am I afraid of? I'm afraid of rejection. I'm afraid I'm going to lose control. I'm afraid that I'm not accepted. I'm afraid I'm not secure. So bring that fear right into your body, right into yourself, and allow it to be there. Welcome it to be there. Like, fear, you are welcome here. You are welcome here, rejection. Whatever that feeling is, allow it to be here. And then make it very, very big. Make it as big as your room. Make it as big as your apartment. Make it as big as your house. Make it as big as your state. Make it as big as you possibly can. Because when you do that, the fear will dissipate and dissolve into love. Because the fear wants to be loved. Hello? The fear wants to be loved. It's like, you know, when we're constantly rejecting fear. I'm so afraid of that. I'm so afraid of that. I'm so afraid of that. I have fear, but I'm not looking at it. I have fear, but I'm keeping it at bay. I'm not bringing it in. That's not the way to do it. The way to do it is invite the fear in and say, fear, you're allowed to be here for as long as you need to be here, because I'm going to love you free.
Okay.
Nobody's going to be able to do it for you. That's the other thing. When we really take ownership and we do it for ourselves, it's empowering. You know, it's really, really empowering. So I would really try working with that, and I would really start setting some intentions for you claiming your worth and claiming your value, because, like I said, you were born worthy. And that your value is actually beyond measure. You just have feelings and emotions that are attached to a belief that you're not good enough or that you can't have the life that you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
Was that helpful to you?
Yes. I wrote down a lot of notes.
And Cornelia, if you don't mind me reminding Alex of something, is that In the information that I sent you is the information about how to heal, you know, this shadow self. And one of the things it says is to cut back on whatever is filling the void.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So next time you feel that you need to eat more, buy more, just go sit by yourself. And just do whatever that you can do that just takes that feeling away, that need away.
You have to let it pass through and just sit with it and be with it. All feelings want to be acknowledged, and you know, you're learning how to do this. You're learning how to balance, to be balanced within yourself. You know, we both have the masculine and feminine side, so you're learning how to do that. So allow yourself to feel, allow that feminine within you to flow through, allow that feeling to move through instead of stuffing it back down, and you know, make a positive intention around your immune system, that your immune system is thriving in health and vitality.
Awesome. Good job, Alex. Thank you so much for
Alex,
being brave enough to
step forward. We want to have you come back on again and so that you can let us know how things went, okay? And definitely.
Yeah, perfect. Or you can do it on my show. I have no holds barred about talking about myself on my show.
Okay, then we'll do that. That sounds great. Okay. So Lizzie, I'm sure there's plenty of things to talk about.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you,
okay.
Alex. And, you know, process that fear. So we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye, Alex.
Bye.
And so our next guest is Vanita. Is Vanita on the line?
Hello.
Hi, Vanita. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Very, very well. So we actually have 5 minutes. I can't believe the time has gone by so fast. So how do you want to do this, Janet?
I'm going to jump right in, and I'm going to tell you what her whole fear is about, and it's about not being worthy, about not having any kind of value. And in fact, Vanita, you and I can do your chart, you know, separately, because there's a lot in it that's going on. But across your second and your eighth house is, of course, where you have several planets that are at this moment triggering, you know, that particular thing with some of the events that have been occurring in your life. And your releasing and bringing in with the eclipses is all about claiming your own power, claiming your authority. That no one else, you've given away power and things like that, or felt powerless, and it's time to wheel it all back in and claim your authority in your life. So does that give you enough to work with, Connie?
It does, and the thing about it is, Vanita, is what are you feeling? What are you feeling powerless in? What are you feeling worthiness in? You know, what is that? Do you know what it is where you're feeling?
Just about in everything.
Well, you have to, instead of saying in everything, let's really, you know, laser it in and raise, you know, look at it. Where? Like, is it in your relationship? Like, are you being mistreated in your relationship?
I have been in the past, yeah.
Okay. So, you know,
I think it's more about security, finances, being seen, even, I think. Maybe that's,
you know. Because, you know, again, is that you're just releasing that lack of not good enough. You're releasing that lack of not feeling worthy. And you have to take small steps every day and claim your worth and be willing to take responsibility. Because, again, you know, not feeling worthy is actually a lack of merit. It's a lack of value. And you have value. You have value. You have tremendous gifts to offer. And so worthiness means deserving of respect. And you deserve respect. You just have a feeling that you don't. So being able to identify, you know, going in and saying, okay, what is this about? What am I feeling? And really doing that process and going in and taking responsibility and identifying, oh, I'm releasing this feeling, and then taking a positive action step, doing the opposite, claiming your worth. What is it that you desire? And really focus on creating a wonderful life and whatever is in your heart's desire. You know, so instead of focusing on the lack, focus on what it is that you want to create. Right?
Okay.
You know, and writing an intention, like, you know, something like, I rise in my power in a balanced way. I claim my worth. And really knowing what it is that your heart's desire, what is it that you want to experience, you need to be able to know that so that you can take some positive action steps and practice being worthy. Because you've been...
Yeah, that's where I'm having a hard time even knowing what that is. I'm having a hard time even knowing what things that I like, much less feel passionate about.
Yeah. So there looks like there's a lot of inner work going on. If you go to my website at corneliadengel.com, there's a processing technique that you can print out that's free. And actually there's an article, too, that's called Emotions 101 that really will tell you how to work with your feelings and your emotions and really start taking ownership and empowerment and then start really asking yourself some powerful questions on what it is that you want in your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, what is it that you want? And start, because you just have a belief that you're not going to get it. You have a belief that you're not going to...
yes, that's
you're not
true.
Gonna get it. Yeah, and that's not true, because you can have, you know, it's your birthright to experience prosperity and abundance. So you just have to get clear. Being clear, you know, clarity is power. So getting really, really clear, you know, so let go of these feelings of unworthiness and step into your worth. So we're just about done. We're just about out of time. We welcome you to come back anytime, and we can go into another area of your life as well, if you like. So thank you so much, Vanita, for coming in. And thank you,
thank
Janet,
you.
For being on today. And it just goes by so fast. And Alex and Tom and everybody that tuned in. And have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Feeling emotionally balanced is a key to feeling good. Thank you for listening and feeling your feelings. Each week, you will come away with practical tools, inspiration, and empowerment. Would you like to schedule an empowerment session? Go to www.corneliadengel.com. Feeling it is healing it.